What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards. Always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jared Trish.
What's up?
We're starting the NFL. A lot of news coming out this week. The Broncos told Russell Wilson that he will end up being cut before the new league year starts. With this move, the Broncos will now take on an $85 million cap hit over the next two seasons. We can go ahead and say that this is the worst trade in NFL history.
Yeah.
For what they gave up. And they won 11 games over the two seasons that he was there.
Yeah.
The Seahawks today cut two three-time Pro Bowlers in Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs to open up cap space. They'll end up somewhere because they're both really good. The Bills cut Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer to All-Pros as well. The Bucs signed Mike Evans to a two-year $35 million deal, although he did say he wanted to test out free agency. He ended up signing this deal a day later. The Texans signed Dalton Schultz for 3 years, $36 million extension. He was...
I like that.
He was C.J. Stroud's, probably his favorite target last year.
Besides Tingdell.
Yeah. Jason Kelce announced his retirement, officially. Franchise tag deadline was Tuesday. So these are the guys who got tagged. The Jaguars tagged Josh Allen, the linebacker.
He's good, too.
Yes. The Colts tagged Michael Pittman Jr., the Patriots put a transition tag on Kyle Duggar, just the sixth player in the 21st century to have the transition tag. That means that Kyle Duggar can look to sign with another team. If the Patriots match it, then I believe they get two first-round picks. So the Bears franchise tag Jalen Johnson, the Bucks Antoine Winfield Jr., the Ravens Justin Matabuki, the Panthers Brian Burns. They are expected to trade him. If I'm any team, I'm contacting the Panthers to get Brian Burns, who's one of the best linebackers in the league, that nobody talks about. And the Chiefs put the non-exclusive tag on Legarius Sneed. That means that he can seek trades to other teams. Guys who did not get franchise tagged include Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, and Saquon Barkley.
All running backs.
Yes. Also, Chris Jones did not, but they're still trying to work out a deal. Some sad news in the sports world. I don't know if you know who Chris Mortensen is, but rest in peace, Chris Mortensen. He died on Sunday. He was an NFL journalist for ESPN. I grew up watching Chris Mortensen basically every day. He was on SportsCenter every day. He used to be on NFL Sunday Countdown. He was just a great person, really good journalist, and unbelievably good journalist. One of the probably the best NFL journalist ever, and he will be missed. Moving on to the association, the Celtics have won 11 straight games, but not anymore, because it was snapped by the Cavs after they blew a more than 20-point lead to the Cavs. They allowed Dean Wade to go off for 23 points. But it's okay, they still lead the Bucks by 7.5 games. The Bucks have won 6 straight. They're undefeated since the All-Star break. The Magic, nobody's talked about the Magic. They have 4 straight wins. They're now 4th in the East. Why is nobody talking about the Magic?
Because no one likes the Magic.
But they're a good team. They're a good young team that nobody wants to talk about. A young team that is not good is the Washington Wizards, who have lost 15 straight. And you're going to go ahead. You can go ahead and make it 16 straight because they're losing right now. Them and the Pistons are tied for last. It's no longer they are just in last. The Timberwolves lead the Thunder by half a game and the Nuggets by one game in the West. The West is the East is done. Go ahead, the Celtics are going to win the East. The West is wide open.
Yeah.
Moving on to baseball, and this is where basically everything we're going to be discussing will be in baseball today, which I know makes you very happy. The Giants signed Matt Chapman, so there are now just two guys who are still free agents that are relevant, and Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. Did you like the move with the Giants signing Matt Chapman?
Yeah, they need help. He's a solid player for about half a season, and then he poops off the second half, but he's still a good player.
If the Giants want, if they want to continue, remember they signed Jorge Soler. They got the Japanese guy Junghoo Lee, who's going to be.
He looks pretty good,
very good. They need pitching though.
Yeah,
I would expect that either Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery, one of them, sign with the Giants.
Yeah,
because they're trying to build something to compete with both the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers in the division. Josh Donaldson announced his retirement. Congrats on a great career.
He was just a savage, dude. He was fun to watch in his prime.
He was not fun to watch when he got out of his prime.
No, he was not.
Lucas Giolito may miss the season for the Red Sox after suffering an elbow injury. He's could end up having surgery on his elbow, and tough blow for the Red Sox, although Giolito hasn't been that good over the last few years, but this is one of their two pitchers that they have.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuña Jr. avoided a serious knee injury. He is expected to be ready by opening day. The Pirates announced that Paul Skeens will start the season in the minor leagues.
That's good. I don't think he's going to come straight up.
He's looked pretty good. I'm not a fan of Paul Skeens. He's looked pretty good.
He's not ready.
In spring training.
It's spring training.
They can't get any worse.
You know what happens with your West guys?
They can't get any worse. They lose
confidence. This is the
Paul Skeens is not going to lose any confidence. Look at him.
This is the guy that they need to turn around the franchise. So they're not going to rush the guy. They're going to wait till he's ready.
You know who has been great for them in spring training, though? Is Henry Davis.
Yeah.
Has just been launching nukes every day. By the way, Dylan Cruz hit his first home run of spring training today. And we also signed somebody who was a Brave.
That
outfielder, Eddie.
Eddie Rosario.
Yeah. Signed him to a minor league deal.
That dude freaking took the Braves to the championship 2 years ago. Here's the reason why they won the World Series. That's just sad.
I don't get why we're signing outfielders.
Maybe James Wood and them won't start the season out there. Or get caught up at all this year.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because you guys do suck with your farm system.
We do not suck with our farm system. We develop guys. They come up, they be good, and then we trade them. So shut up.
When they're like 26.
So we're going to move on to our MLB predictions. We're going to start out with the standings. We're going to start out in the NL. So we're going to go standings.
Just tell me how to do it.
Standings, awards, and then postseason. No, I got my whole postseason prediction.
Postseason.
Okay. Well, so NL East, who do you have winning the NL East?
NL East?
Yes.
I have the Braves winning the NL East.
I also have the Braves.
I'm going to go down the whole list. Let's just go down the whole list.
Go ahead. I did my whole list.
All right. So I have the Braves taking the top spot. I have the Phillies at 2. I got the Mets at 3. I got the Nationals at 4. And I have the Miami Marlins at 5. Finishing last in the division.
Everything is the same for me, except I have the Nationals finishing ahead of the Mets. I don't trust the Mets pitching staff. I trust their offense. I don't trust their pitching staff because, my God, their only guy is Kodai Senga, and he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, your pitching staff ain't no better. If they come together. If Kay could stay healthy. If Mackenzie Gore gets his head out of his ass.
Yeah.
That's a big if.
Josiah Gray. Hey, Mackenzie Gore's been great. You know who also has been great in spring training? Who's been trashed the last...
Jonah Doan.
No! Nobody cares. I don't even think he's on the team anymore. Patrick Corbin has looked great.
Yeah, this weight tool.
There's going to be a resurgence.
We're going to get Diamondbacks back? You're going to get the Diamondbacks?
No, we're going to get 2019 Patrick Corbin back he was a National.
You want
he was good in his first year in Washington.
He almost won Cy Young with the Diamondbacks when he got his guy.
Thank you.
But then he kind of pooped off.
Yeah, and then he hasn't posted better than like a 6.8 ERA over the last 3 years. The NL Central.
I have Cincinnati Reds. My Reds win the division. I got the Cubs in second. I got the Cardinals in third. The Brewers in fourth. And the Pirates in fifth.
I have the Reds winning the division. I have the Cardinals in second. The Cubs third. I'm going to flip this. I have the Pirates in fourth. And the Brewers last in the division. I like what I see from this Pirates lineup right now. Although it's spring training.
The pitching is what's scary.
So's the Brewers.
Yeah. But I'd say the Brewers have a better starting lineup. They also have Devin Williams.
I like their lineup a hell of a lot more. I like the Pirates lineup a hell of a lot more than the Brewers, though. Because, you know, Yelich is going to end up getting hurt. Garrett Mitchell's probably going to end up getting hurt.
Tulane just isn't him. South Philly looks like the only bright spot. And they call up Jackson Trujillo, maybe.
They will.
Yeah. Which I don't know how he's been playing in spring training. I don't know if he's been trash or if he's been good.
No idea. I haven't heard one thing about him. You know what?
The Dodgers at the top. Diamondbacks second. Padres third. Giants and the Rockies.
I have the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Giants, the Padres, and the Rockies. The AL East.
I got Baltimore at top. I got the Yankees in second, the Rays in third, the Blue Jays in fourth, and the Red Sox last.
I have the Orioles first, Yankees second, Blue Jays third, Rays fourth, and Red Sox in fifth, and they're gonna be well below the rest of them top four.
Yeah.
AL Central.
I got the Tigers winning the division. The Twins, Kansas City Royals, Guardians, and the Poop Sox.
I have the Tigers also winning the division. I have the Guardians in second, the Twins third, the Royals fourth, and the White Sox last. The White Sox are going to be one of the bottom three teams in the league.
Yeah.
They may be the worst team in the league after they trade Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Finally, the AL West.
I got the Rangers on top, the Astros, the Mariners, the Angels, and then the Athletics.
I have the Astros winning the division, the Rangers 2, the Mariners 3, the Athletics 4, and the Angels at 5. The Athletics, the Angels pitching staff is trash.
Yeah.
The Athletics, they signed some guys.
Yeah.
They signed some older guys.
They have prospects, like Mason Mill and all of them.
The Athletics are interesting right now.
They're so young. There's no pal in that lineup besides Zagloff. Yeah. There's none. Speed is there.
I don't trust the Angels lineup, though, because Mike Trout will end up getting hurt. He had his first home run in spring training today. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a resurgence. When's the last time Mike Trout's finished a season? A full season.
2019 when he won MVP. I think it was 19.
He's hurt every single year. And then after that, who's their second best player? Zach Neto?
Nolan Schenwell.
Then after them guys, it just
drops.
It's Logan O'Hoppe. Then you have, Anthony
Rendon. Logan O'Hoppe's been killing it,
though. You know, Anthony Rendon, who doesn't want to be there. He wants to play about 40 games and then just call it a season.
Yeah.
And they have zero pitching.
Yeah. It's bad.
Let's go ahead. Your top. We're going to do the bracket first for the world. Actually, no. We'll do regular season stats or regular season awards first. So, NL, certainly NL.
Are we doing comeback playoff?
No.
Oh, I have my job.
I had MVP, Cy Young, and Rookie of the Year. The only three that matter. MVP, NL, MVP.
AL, MVP, I have one.
NL! NL!
You said NL, AL.
NL.
I got Fernando Tatis Jr. I think this is the season he gets his head out of his ass. He's gonna play, and he's gonna win MVP. He's gonna come back.
I have a guy. He was hurt last year. New position for a full season for the first time. Bryce Harper. Plays a whole year. Wins his third NL, MVP. Cy Young.
It's all going NL right now?
Yes.
Okay. I got Jesus Lizardo winning it. Even though his team sucks, the only wins they get is when he's on the mound.
I have a different Marlins pitcher.
Yuri Perez.
Flies under the radar. I have a Yuri Perez winning NL Cy Young. It will be a Marlin. They have three guys that could win it.
Yeah.
If Sandy actually plays well.
Yeah.
NL Rookie of the Year. I know you're...
No, Albie Marte, baby! Yeah. He's going to win it. Let's go.
I have James Wood, if he plays enough. Who knows if he'll actually be up. AL MVP.
Juan Soto.
I also have Juan Soto. Cy Young.
There's really nobody else besides Gio Cole.
Bull. Tarik Skubal wins Cy Young. He was the best pitcher in the entire league after he came back from injury last year. He's the best pitcher. Rookie of the Year.
I have Wyatt Langford.
I also
have Wyatt. Comes up in time.
Oh, he
will. He's not in odds. So I went with the guys out of odds, and I went with Junior Caminoa. But I think it's going to be Wyatt Langford. But Junior is the guy if Wyatt doesn't make the cut yet. Because we know that Texas Rangers squad is stacked, but there's no way he doesn't get called up on the team because he is literally...
Wyatt Langford will be on the opening day roster. They have started him almost every day.
And he hits nukes.
Evan Carter also hit two home runs yesterday, including Grand Slam. Another possible Rookie of the Year candidate.
This the Rangers team is stacked.
So, bracket next. You didn't have a bracket, right?
No, I just have the AL champion and NL champion and the World Series champion.
Okay, well, I'll give my bracket since you don't want to put in time. I'll give you my bracket. So, NL, first off, I have the 6 seed versus 3 seed, the Giants versus the Reds. I have the Giants beating the Reds. Sorry.
That's crappy.
Sorry. Then, 5 seed Diamondbacks versus 4 seed Phillies. I have the Phillies winning. So then I have the 6 seed Giants versus the 2 seed Braves. I have the Braves sweeping. If the Braves either play the Giants or the Reds, they're sweeping. No offense, but your pitching staff sucks. Next, I have the number 1 seed, the Dodgers, versus the number 4 Phillies. And just like every year, the Dodgers will choke. I have the Phillies moving on. Braves, Phillies, just every year, the Braves choke. Phillies are my NL champions. You want to give your National League champion?
Yeah, I have the Braves.
Of course you do. In the AL, I have the Rangers as the 6 seed, the Tigers as the 3 seed. I have the Tigers. Moving on. 5 seed is the Guardians, 4 seed is the Yankees. I have the Guardians moving on, just because I trust their pitching staff. Their pitching staff is young, and is very, very good. And I have the 3-seeded Tigers versus 2-seeded Astros. I have the Tigers. Moving on. Don't judge me. The Tigers are my
Who's the bullpen?
Who cares?
Exactly.
They can make moves.
Ryan Pleasley. They will make moves. And Josh Hader is all you need to know.
Don't care. Don't care. Number one Orioles versus number 5 Guardians. I have the Orioles. And then Tigers and Orioles. I have the Orioles winning and moving on to the World Series.
I got the Texas Rangers.
It was tough for me to even put the Rangers in the playoffs because their pitching staff is terrible because DeGrom and Scherzer are never going to play.
Yeah, but if they do, watch out.
Who's your World Series champion?
Rangers go back to back. There's no way they get worse.
Who's your World Series MVP?
I'm going to go with Corey Siegel. He is just the best player in the world when he is in the postseason. The dude is clutch.
I have the Orioles beating the Phillies in 6 games with Adley Rutschman taking home World Series MVP. It's very tough to pick a World Series MVP because they just have a stacked lineup. And more than likely, it won't even be the big-name player because most of the time, it's just some
rando that does something good.
Yeah. So those are our MLB predictions. Of course, opening day is a few weeks away. Of course, it starts off a week before regular opening day with the... who's playing? Is it the Dodgers and Padres? They're playing in Seoul, I believe, a week before.
I don't know.
Which actually starts the regular season, but is not technically opening. We're on to college basketball. Last week, number 4 Tennessee took down number 11 Auburn, 92-84. Number 21 Dayton got upset by Loyola Chicago. We haven't mentioned Loyola Chicago in years. Number 18 South Carolina took down number 24 Florida, 82-76. Number 15 Baylor got a huge win over number 7 Kansas, 82-74. Number 12 Creighton got a big win in the Big East. They took down number 5 Marquette, 89-75. Number 4 Tennessee took down another ranked team. They took down number 14 Alabama, 81-74. And Gonzaga, number 23 Gonzaga, got a big win over 17 St. Mary's, 70-57. So the new rankings is number 1 is Houston, number 2 is UConn, number 3 Purdue, 4 Tennessee, and 5 Arizona. After the rankings came out, number 3 Purdue took down number 12 Illinois, 77-71. Florida upset number 16, Alabama, and UNLV upset number 21, San Diego State. So this is the last week of the regular season, so games to watch tonight. You won't be able to watch, well, you watched or you didn't, because you'll know the outcome tomorrow, where we are. You'll know it because...
Let's get to the point!
Shut up. Number 4, Tennessee, number 17, South Carolina. Number 2, UConn versus number 8, Marquette. And number 20, BYU versus number 6, Iowa State. Then on Saturday, which is the last day, basically because Sunday all the games are bad, 14 Kansas versus number 1, Houston for the Big 12. There could be a 4-way tie for the Big 12 tournament for the 1 seed. Number 15, Kentucky takes on number 4, Tennessee. And, of course, their biggest rivalry in college basketball, number 7, UNC versus number 9, Duke. Conference tournaments start next Monday with the whatever it's called that Gonzaga and St. Mary's is in. Don't know what conference it is. One of them will end up winning it anyway, and they'll both be in the tournament. So the big conferences start next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks away from March. Now, in other sports, Chad Ramsey got his first career win at the Cognizant Classic for the PGA. The Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Puerto Rico Open is this weekend. Nobody cares about the Puerto Rico Open because the Arnold Palmer Invitational is better. Kyle Larson dominated Las Vegas. It was a terrible race.
It always is, though.
Yeah. Phoenix is this weekend. Who wins?
Go Kyle Larson again. He's going back races.
Blaney. He won there the last time they were there. Frankly, I don't care. Phoenix is a terrible racetrack. Max Verstappen won by over 22 seconds at the Bahrain Grand Prix. The Saudi Arabian Grand Prix is this weekend. Who wins?
Max Verstappen!
Logan Sargeant. I don't even care. I'm just going to pick a random person every week because it's just going to be Max. Because F1 sucks. Is the worst racing anywhere.
So you'd much rather watch lawnmower racing?
Yes, I would. It's more competitive. You don't see some dude out here winning by 22 seconds. And they get competitive.
They do. Kind of want to make one.
Of course you do. Caitlin Clark became the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history as she passed Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record. So congratulations to Caitlin Clark. And she also announced that she will be declaring for the WNBA draft. Might as well declare for the NBA draft.
Can they take a woman?
Yes.
In the NBA, they can.
People have before.
But they don't. Can they actually play?
I have no idea.
So someone drafts Caitlin Clark.
I'm not the person to ask this. Go ask Adam Silver.
I think she could be the first woman to play in the NBA.
I think she could be the first overall pick in the NBA draft with how poor this upcoming NBA draft is. So I have, you have anything else?
Baseball.
Thank you. So thank you guys for listening. Next week, we don't have anything planned. That's big for next week. I guess we'll, you know what, next week we will give our conference tournament winners for March Madness.
Oh. Okay.
Although most of them will have already started. But nothing even matters until like Saturday. So, thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. Peace.